This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The DJ V Show, you'll love the DJ V Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJ V Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
My favorite podcast is at DJVShow.com. Can you imagine that? Wow. And you can make it yours, too. DJV on the air, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keenan with Doug Steffen. Jennifer starts the hour with yet another trending story that we probably, if we don't know about it, we're now going to, and then we can talk about it.
Well, you know, people are busy during the weekend, and this story was crazy. I don't know if you guys heard about this lady who was rescued from the ocean after she fell off of a cruise ship.
Oh.
Did you hear about this?
Oh.
So this is a British woman who has just been rescued by Croatian coast guards after spending what she said was close to 10 hours treading water overnight in the Adriatic Sea after falling off of a cruise ship. She's 46. She identified herself only as Kay, and she spoke to a Croatian news outlet after arriving back on land. And she said, "I fell off the back of the Norwegian Star. I was in the water for 10 hours, so these wonderful guys rescued me. I'm lucky to be alive." She, of course, then was led by medical personnel quickly to an ambulance so that they could check her out. On the morning of August 19th, Sunday morning, she went overboard on the Norwegian Star as they made their way to Venice. The Coast Guard was notified, and a search and rescue operation came aboard really quickly, and they were pleased to advise that person, this woman, Kay, has been found alive and is in stable condition, and she is now in the hospital. But man,
who missed her? I want to know who missed her from the boat.
Right. Well, her family was with her, I think. Yeah. So
they saw her fall over?
Yeah, they were able to report it. But
how did she fall off a boat?
She drunk?
Have to be, right? A little bit at least?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
And those cruise ships are, well, first of all, she's
lucky. They have the railings around them up to about 4 feet tall, so you've got to be really working at it to fall off of it.
But how many dopes have you seen try to pretend that they're Kate Winslet in Titanic?
I'm king of the world! On the top of the...
And then right into the drink. Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I'm surprised if you fall off the back, can't you get sucked under the boat?
Yes.
Into those, you know, like the engine?
The propellers.
The propeller things?
Propellers, yeah. They create a heck
She's
of a wake,
lucky.
Especially... It's a big boat. Yeah, yeah. Suck it right. You're going to get...
And then the sharks didn't get her, so she's really lucky for several reasons. Wow.
Or she didn't drown in a sea of plastic. Also, a reasonable way to...
A straw up her nose. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Mylar balloon.
Yeah. Okay. Tonight, the VMAs, right? The Video Music Awards on MTV. Is that right?
Yes.
Jennifer
right.
Lopez... is going to get the MTV, she's honored with
the
Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award.
Okay, yeah.
Right.
Right. And so she announced over the weekend she's going to have one heck of a party after the VMAs. She will host what is described as, quote, the hottest VMA after party in town. Apparently, let's see here, Camila Cabello, am I pronouncing it? Cabello, I guess, right?
Cabello.
Sean Mendes, Cardi B will be attending. Richie, let you and I get on the train and we'll make sure we're there for this. I don't want to miss on this, right?
Well, if you're Jennifer
Lopez, this already happened last night.
Right.
It's already
the party. Party is tonight.
The VMAs happened last night, so...
Well, then why is the party
having
tonight?
A viewing party? I don't know.
I would say if you're Jennifer Lopez, though, you have to celebrate this. Because Jennifer Lopez, I think, is extremely talented, but she's not the type to win a lot of Grammys. She's not the type to win. I mean, she's won. I think maybe she's won one, but she's not the type to win a lot of these awards. And so, you know, when you get one like this, you celebrate it. So go, girl. Party away.
Yeah. All right. So that may have been a day late and a dollar short, but you know what is the impact of the story itself, Victoria?
Yes.
One way or another.
That was very impactful.
Friends, thank you very much. All right.
What else happened yesterday?
Right.
Well, that bomb that killed 51 people in Yemen, including 40 children, supplied by the U.S. So you see that headline and think, okay, the U.S. is now trying to blow up people in Yemen. It was supplied by the State Department, but to whom? I'm trying to figure out where and how the parties that have it got it. There are supposedly these
bomb
people
was sold to Saudi Arabia and made by Lockheed Martin.
Right.
Right. Okay. But for what purpose? Who is the target here? This group was trying the Saudis, the coalition that's in Yemen, trying to take. People don't even know where Yemen is, for the most part.
It's basically a straw war. That's the Iranians fighting the Saudis inside Yemen.
Yeah.
And we support.
The Yemenis
have
nothing to do with it.
Right. We support and supply the Saudis with arms.
Because we hate Iran. Yeah. Yep.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And so the Saudis used one of the bombs that they bought from us. And boom.
To blow the bus.
Right.
Yeah. And so who was in the bus, though? Were the bad guys in the bus? If there were 40 children in the bus, that's what the headline is. So somebody wasn't too smart about how the bomb was used.
I haven't heard.
40 boys aged 6 to 11. They were on a school trip. 11 adults also died. 79 people wounded. 56 of them were children.
Mm-hmm. 56 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
horrible.
So, this is what gives them all. Yeah, it's good to get the bad guys. But when you pull a boner like this, it just takes all the attention away from the real war and the real problem. Doesn't it? Then think about it.
We've heard stories
what people
before
are talking
where
about is the kids that were
where
killed
they smuggle
bomb.
The bad guys inside of a school bus, they put them inside of a hospital, they put them inside of a convent. Yeah, we don't know that that's the case in this circumstance, but we've certainly heard that many, many, many times.
Mm-hmm. Well, the CNN headline will be that the Trump administration reversed the ban
that Trump bombed 56 kids, right?
Right, exactly. Yep. Okay, so that's that one. All right, let's go to Afghanistan, where the U.S. says it is not considering a move to privatize the war. Really? Where did the rumor come from? The president seems to be frustrated with the war. Then why don't we just get out? Why do we need to have anybody there at all? Why are we there?
Because when you leave, you create a vacuum.
The Taliban is going to be there. They've been there longer than we have. The Russians couldn't beat them. So what do we think we're going to do?
Well, if you've noticed that ISIS terror attacks have actually gone down over the last 6 months to a year, and that's because they bombed the heck out of them. Remember that big, huge bomb that they dropped in Afghanistan on those cave networks? I don't like wars either. I'm not with you. I don't like deploying our men when we don't need to. But you have to think about what the ramifications are now that they're there. The question is, should they have been there in the first place? Well, that's up for debate. But now that they're there, you have to be wise about how you pull them out.
Okay, so then what's the significance of suggesting that the American troops, the Marines, the Army, all the people and all the money that we've spent over there are not strong enough or good enough, so we're going to send in block water?
The idea was that you'd bring home American soldiers and you'd allow it to be private industry.
They're bringing home American soldiers who take off their army uniform, put on a Blackwater uniform, get on a plane and go back there again, get paid twice as much money and do the same thing. Get shot.
Isn't that better?
Why?
They're choosing to do it.
They're choosing now, but they're getting paid more.
They chose to go into the service in the first place.
Right. No, but I'm saying, but you can't choose where you get deployed to. So you get paid more money, and they're making a conscious choice. You know how many trillion dollars
we've wasted in Afghanistan? We went over there to get Osama bin Laden. That was what disrupted the cart in the first place. And then brain-dead Bush brings the troops over to Iraq to make a mess out of that country for no good reason. And so here we have this situation that we continue to pay for, and we just sit here like bumps on logs, and you know, I guess we've got to go to Afghanistan. They're the enemy.
Well, you say that, Doug. It seems very simplistic to just say pull them out. And look, we heard President Obama say that he wanted to pull them out.
We heard Bush say he wanted to pull them out.
We've heard Trump say he wants to pull them out. And what happens. They get into office and they realize what happens when you pull them out. We've seen it. Look at how ISIS took over Iraq when we pulled our troops out. You can't just go in there and make these decisions, or
we
all those people who died. Well, maybe
well,
that's the conversation, but all the people who died then die in vain because all the work that they've done is now just immediately negated as soon as they pull the troops out.
Yeah. The Taliban took 100 people, women and children, hostage over the weekend. Apparently the Afghan army got them out. But all of this stuff for what? At what point do we say enough is enough? At what point does the population of the world do the kumbaya and say we all,
we should just go back to letting dictators run these countries and not, you know, because, okay, we did Iraq a favor by getting rid of their horrible leader that killed and brutalized its citizens.
Right, and what's there?
But at the same time, it created this uncertainty and chaos in the Middle East that, you know, if you've got these guys in there, their neighbors aren't going to come into their country and mess with them. Mm-hmm. And it's wouldn't have had ISIS with Saddam.
All right, let's fix something. Let's do something that's beneficial, and that is help people lose weight. The number one healthy choice for weight loss in America at this moment is Calitrin. Have you not heard of it? They've been around for 30 years. They've been very quiet in the way they've extended their business model because they want to make sure it's always working. They're always perfecting the formula, always making it better. You won't find anybody who's been on Calitrin that will tell you it didn't work or they didn't like it, because it does work and they do like it. And it's so non-invasive. You don't have to, all that caffeine stuff from some of those crazy drinks. Wow! And the diets and the food and spending money crazy for this, that, and the other thing. No, none of that. Calitrin is basically a very simple formula because it uses collagen, which we have all, as we've gotten older, produced less of naturally, so we need to supplement. And as we do that, you know, you are in pretty good shape when you're young, and then you have to work at it as you get older. Any of us would be good examples of that. And so what you do is you work at it, you go to the gym, you eat well. Well, the way to help yourself do all of the working on the healthy muscle, the lean muscle, the weight loss, is to use Calitrin. Number one ingredient is collagen, which is created in your body. And once you add the collagen, it sort of recharges your body's ability to make more. Collagen is protein. Protein makes muscle. Muscle pushes out the fat. You lose the weight. Bing, bang, boom. That's how it works. You take four capsules at night before you go to bed. Does its work quietly while you're asleep. It amazingly helps stimulate your body to produce more collagen. That's what Calitrin does. So, get on the bandwagon. You will find your ability to lose weight. I have been very pleased with this. I'm not one who's been on a lot of yo-yo diets. I'm usually in pretty good shape. But every winter I get a little roll and I want to get rid of it. So I have, using Calitrin. You can too. Go to toploss.com for the special 10% deal. That's toploss.com. 10% off for every bottle that you buy. And when you bought more than three, they'll give you a fourth one free. Check the box for DJV, which means that you're going to be getting the 10% off. Toploss.com for Calitrin, the number one healthy choice in America for losing weight.
Honey?
In here.
Oh, you painted the ceiling.
Yep.
Blue.
Feels so much less cooped up, right?
I guess. What's the yellow paint for?
Well, the floor needs a double line, otherwise it's chaos. Can you hand me that yield sign?
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for a dollar, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? I need pencils, six notebooks, a backpack.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Come in today to get select back-to-school supplies for $2 or less, including a 24-pack of Crystal Geyser spring water. Shop online on our app or in-store for low prices all summer long at Office Depot Office Max. Water limit 2. Other limits apply. See store for details.
Running one after the hour here on the DJV program.
Hi. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Music time at 23 and change after the hour on the DJV show with Victoria and Richie and Doug. There's a documentary on Rihanna's life and career coming out later this year. Director Peter Berg announced an exciting documentary a couple of years ago when he started he's been working on it. He talked to the press about his Mark Wahlberg movie, Mile 22, and during the conversation, he mentioned that the Rihanna documentary is almost ready. Quote, it's really pretty comprehensive, profile of what goes on to making her the talent that she is. Movie will be out in about a month and a half. We'll be able to start showing it. Rihanna and Peter Berg have actually worked together before. He cast her in her first feature role in a film in Battleship, that movie from 2012. So, there we go.
Mark, I'm more interested in seeing...
I don't know if this is going to hit theaters. I think that this may end up being like an HBO or a Showtime or a Netflix. But this...
I want to see the Mark Wahlberg one. When is that? I'm more interested in that than I am.
I don't know what that movie's about. I've seen some commercials for it, but I still can't get a grasp on what it's about. No idea.
Mm. All right. So that's the story on Rihanna. Next up, Eric Clapton has an announcement today. 25 past the hour, by the way, on Monday, the 20th of August. Well, Christmas in August, Richie.
Love it. I have a
never did a Christmas album before. So let's do a Christmas album, he said. First time, full-length album. Comes out in October. Happy Christmas. Well, it's like called Happy Xmas. Anybody ever know how the X was used to replace Christ? Because the cross, maybe they turned it on its side or something. Cross could replace Christ. Nobody knows.
No.
That's about what I would imagine. I can't really think of anything.
Same woman that fell off the boat drunk maybe did that in her past life. Got two inside. The album, which features an illustration of Santa Claus that Clapton did himself, it's his 24th studio album, the first since 2016. The album's 14 tracks are a mix of standards and some lesser-known holiday tunes, along with an original new track called For Love on Christmas Day. his rendition of Jingle Bells, dedicated to the memory of Avicii. His
Avicii.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah. Avicii. Remember the DJ? He died young.
Nope, I don't remember.
A couple months ago.
Yeah,
no. It was a big story.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah.
I had in my head these holiday songs could be done with a bit of a blues tinge, Richie.
I love it.
Started to figure out how to play the blues in some of the, in between the vocals. He got it down. One of the most identifiable songs on the album is one that became the foundational style. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Where is that? What's that sound like? Can you play a little of that?
Well, it hasn't been released yet.
Yeah, it hasn't been released.
So
it's not part of it.
October 12th. Yeah.
So they're not even teasing it. Huh.
Yeah. The only reason they had this is because he did it live at a show somewhere.
Yeah.
So the track list includes White Christmas. Remember, this is Eric Clapton doing Christmas. White Christmas, Away in a Manger. Man, I'm trying to figure that one out. How's he going to do that one? The new one, For Love on Christmas Day. Every Day Will Be Like a Holiday. I could see that as being bluesy. Christmas Tears, maybe a little. Home for Holidays.
Christmas Tears is.
Yeah, it sounds
I don't think I've
bluesy.
Ever heard that one.
Yeah.
Jingle Bells. Christmas in My Hometown. It's Christmas. Sentimental Moments. Lonesome Christmas. Silent Night. Merry Christmas. This sounds like a downer to me.
If it sounds like this.
Yeah, this is going to be great. It sounds like blues, Rich.
I know he doesn't.
Frustrating,
yeah.
But.
No, yeah. Because it's not upbeat enough for him.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll find out what X is a symbol for in the next half hour, 28 after the hour here on the DJV Show.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. After years of struggling, Lincoln is hitting it out of the park with their new lineup, which includes the new Navigator that takes on luxury car manufacturers like Range Rover head-to-head. Based on the Ford F-150, the Lincoln Navigator is packed with luxury features that'll make a king comfortable. Powered by a 450-horsepower twin-turbo engine that has multiple driving modes, including something called Excite Mode. Every row treats the occupants like a first-class airline passenger. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
Let's focus on losing some weight using Calitrin. The main ingredient here is collagen. So how do all of these things add up to give you the fabulous benefits of losing weight safely?
You're just giving your body back exactly what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally so you can burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. And like you said, it's doing it with collagen protein, specially formulated, no drugs, no stimulants, so it's safe even if you're on medications.
I noticed that aloe vera is part of the ingredient list on Calitrin. What does it do in combination with the other elements in Calitrin?
Well, a lot of customers say that it helps with digestion, better sleep at night, and we've got the numbers to back that up, too. Calitrin has a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, Calotrin, at toploss.com, or call them at 833-TOPLOSS. Better yet, go to toploss.com, special discount, use the code DJ.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Pope Francis now acknowledging that sexual abuse by priests was long ignored, kept quiet, or silenced. The Pope making the admission today in what the Vatican calls a letter to the people of God. It's his response to a Pennsylvania grand jury report on years of sexual abuse and cover-up in six of its dioceses, involving over 300 priests and over 1,000 children. President Trump's National Security Advisor John Bolton says Russia is trying to meddle in the 2018 midterm elections, but so are several other nations.
Well, I can say definitively that it's a sufficient national security concern about Chinese meddling, Iranian meddling, and North Korean meddling that we're taking steps to try and prevent it. So it's all four of those countries.
Bolton speaking there on ABC's This Week, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Let's get to it. 34 after the hour here on the Monday program. This is the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen along with Victoria Keelan to tell stories. And Rich McFadden is there for
ornamental purposes.
Yes, ornament. Yeah, he's a great ornament. All right, so Victoria, what do we have that's leading off the band at this point in our day?
Well, Spirit Airlines is in the news, and I know how much you love Spirit Airlines,
right.
Doug.
Yeah, right.
Well,
the
this
airline
story
has no reason for being.
Yeah. Well, so back in January, a 22-year-old woman was asleep in her seat. She was just leaning on the window. She was in the window seat. And when she woke up, her pants and her blouse were unbuttoned, and the guy next to her was sexually assaulting her. And so now this made a lot of headlines back in January when it happened. She reported the incident to the flight attendants, and the guy was arrested as soon as he got off the flight. He was, this flight was going from Vegas to Detroit. Well, now he has been convicted, and he will probably spend the rest of his life behind bars. He's 35 years old. He was convicted of sexual abuse on board an aircraft, which apparently is the reason that he may go to jail for the rest of his life. I guess there are stricter and different laws that apply. If this was
really?
Just regular, yeah.
It's okay on the street, but it's not any good on an airplane. It's,
there's some...
He would have only gotten 6 months
specific.
On the street.
Great.
Well, look at the guy. Look at that Stanford swimmer. He got 3 months,
right,
you know?
Yeah.
So his sentencing date is December 12th, and he is in the U.S. on a work visa. He will be deported as well after his sentencing. They did not list what country he's from. It sounded
so
like
he's
an Indian name.
All right, so he's not going to go to jail for the rest of his life. He's going to be deported so he can do it back in his native country, or he can sneak back into this country and do it again. There's no penalty in being deported.
We hope not. We hope not.
Yeah, I can hope not, but come on. The reality is that most of these people who are here illegally that commit crimes that are deported, not sent to jail, end up back here again. The statistic is startling. I'm betting 80-90% of those people who are deported, they just put them on a plane, they get rid of them, so they go back to their home, their country, and they figure out how they get back into this country. Same way.
Well, we've seen it
nonsense.
With terrorists, you know, people that we've said are terrorists or bad guys we send out of the country. And then we've also seen it with MS-13.
Yeah.
Those guys just run right back in.
Right.
Well, in terms of, like, this type of stuff that's happening on flights, the FBI says that investigations into mid-air sexual assaults have increased by 66% from 2014 to 2017.
How?
So this kind
Why?
Of stuff is happening because people are, I don't know if more people are doing it or if people are reporting it more. I don't know. Or if more people are zonked out on Ambien. I don't know. I don't know what the reason is.
A lot of people who take late in the day flights do take Ambien. I've seen that happen a lot.
Yeah, and a lot of people take like a Xanax and a cocktail and go to sleep.
Yeah.
So
gonzo.
Yeah, but
what pervert thinks this is okay to do? I guess by definition.
And how does nobody else on the plane notice it?
Yeah.
Well,
pay attention to it.
There's three seats in that row. What's the other person doing?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if there were three seats. It may have been a smaller plane where there were only two, but I didn't think Spirit had smaller planes, right? Buy all the old junk ones from everybody else?
No, they got a lot of old, used Airbus, crap can Airbuses that they buy.
Well, that's your first problem with Spirit Airlines.
Exactly.
That's like Greyhound. That's like being on Greyhound.
Yeah, exactly. Greyhound's
basically,
better.
It's a prison bus in the air.
What a visualization.
Okay. What a
For those of you who were listening to the last half hour and we were in the music focus talking about the X in Christmas and how it got there because of the new Eric Clapton album is called Xmas. And so X is the symbol for Christ in Greece, apparently. X means, I just said, what did I say? It was a cross on its side or something.
Out we were talking about the new Eric Clapton album called Xmas, and we were starting to talk about where the X came from. And I had always heard, and over the past decade, you know, you're taking the Christ out of Christmas by writing Xmas. So I always wrote out Christmas because I was. But it turns out X is the Greek letter for C-H-I, which is the first letter of the Greek word expatak, which means Christ in English. And then the mass part comes from the Latin-derived Old English word for mass. So X mass means Christmas, Christ.
All right. Let's get to the future of actress Asia Argento. Does she have one? For those of you, she started the Me Too movement with her charges against Weinstein. And now there's a young actor who has accused her of sexually assaulting him when he was 17. So
this is such a weird story. I have been following this now since Jen first mentioned it a couple hours ago. This is so weird. Okay, so I did a little digging into... her name is Asia, even though it looks like Asia.
Asia, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Asia. She's Italian. So she posted a picture... She has a selfie in Marina Del Rey, and she actually posted the picture before he met her at the hotel. He was 17, she was 30, 7 at the time. And so she said, waiting for my long-lost son, he had played her son when he was about 7 or 8 years old in a movie. That's how they knew each other. And then 10 years later, I guess they were having an affair or whatever. Right. So she actually captioned the selfie, waiting for my long-lost son, my love, at Jimmy Bennett, in trepidation, hashtag Marina Del Rey, smoking cigarettes like there was no next week. And then he is the first comment, at Jimmy Bennett writes, I'm almost there, !! 5 minutes. So I don't know if he was that, he's obviously that excited to meet her at a hotel. So how do you then claim that you were sexually abused?
That's a
you're
little
17-year-old
fishy to me.
Dude, you're boinking a 30-something-year-old actress.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then he claimed that his income dropped because of the trauma of being abused by her.
At 17?
Yeah, that's what he said. His income went from 2-something million down to, I don't know, 600,000 or something like
because
that.
Because he's an actor? And he,
he's an actor, and he blames this whole thing.
What's his name?
This whole trauma. Jimmy Bennett.
I don't know who he is. Richie, you know who he is?
Never I do not, no.
Yeah.
No idea.
All right, so we've been talking also off and on today and recently about the Pope and the most recent claims of more sexual predatorship. Here's one. Here's another one for the books. You ready for this? Independent investigation released this weekend by a Connecticut boarding school revealing that 7 former faculty members, 7, sexually abused students for years and years and years and years, and the administrators knew what was going on, and they did nothing about it. Nothing. Hotchkiss
what?
School.
Oh, Hotchkiss? Wow.
Hotchkiss. Yep. Wow. 16 students subjected to unwanted contact with male faculty. I'm not going to give you this details, but you can use your imagination.
Thank you.
Happened between 1969 and 1992. This is another one. There was a problem at St. Paul's up in Concord, New Hampshire, St. George's in Middletown.
St. George's had a really bad one, yeah.
Yeah, okay,
they
so these...
it's crazy.
Well, I think these are all Catholic-run schools, are they not?
No, no, no. St. George's is Episcopal.
Is it?
Hotchkiss is non-denominational.
Okay.
St. Paul's is non-denominational.
So the board has reported to law enforcement the findings of this review. So how has it gone on this long? Once again, the same old questions about the same old entitlement.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And you know, the thing
we're
is,
awful,
I,
so
you know,
damn
your, kids,
sick.
Your kids both went to boarding school. I went to boarding school. I went to an all-girls school. And if anybody had gone through something like this and even told one girl at my school, there would have been riots. Like, we did not mess around, and this kind of stuff would never have been covered up the way that these other schools, and they're all co-ed schools, actually.
Yeah, but you grew up in a different time.
So here are the people. I'm not going to give you their names. An English teacher, an athletic director, a history teacher, medical director at the school, music teacher, let's see here. Classics teacher, all these people involved, and they're all men. Lengthy detail that we don't have to get into here. It just is, they've all been not arrested, but they're all being charged. So they'll never teach again. They may go to jail. They ought to anyway. But for a teacher, somebody you trust, this is the insidious part of this.
Yeah.
These people are people that the kids trust. They're trainers. They're teachers. They're advisors. They're helping, supposedly, kids that get themselves adjusted for the rest of their lives. Instead, they ruin the rest of their lives with their perversion. So, anyway, and this time of year, we're getting ready to send kids back to school, thinking about this sort of thing. It just is, it's really disturbing. Yeah, my children went, Megan went to Milton Academy, Brendan went to Middlesex. As a matter of fact, while we're telling this story, I'm sending them an email asking them if anything like that ever happened in their schools. They'll come back to me.
You know, the odd thing is it seems to all happen at co-ed schools. And I wonder why. I don't even have a hypothesis why that's different. Single-sex schools don't seem to have those types of scandals. mm-hmm. that we know of, mm-hmm. I guess, or that have come to light.
I'm sure it does. I'm sure they do.
Yeah. All right, this is a very quick good story. Group of 100 elderly South Koreans arriving in North Korea to meet relatives they haven't seen since the Korean War. This is a reunion that was put together by the two countries. They were chosen by lottery. At least there's some break in the action. At least there's something here that is good, bringing these people together. It's just, it's a little thing, but it's I think it's an important thing. So good for them, and something maybe
they're we'll never take, going back.
The ones no, if they come down,
right?
But there, well, this, you're talking about the South Koreans went up to North Korea. You're talking about the North Koreans.
I'm talking about the North Koreans who go to South Korea to visit.
Well, they haven't done that.
I don't think they're allowed to.
The
right?
South Koreans are going to North Korea to meet their relatives.
Ah, okay.
The North Koreans are not coming to South Korea to meet their relatives. The other way around.
My sir, what a big suitcase you have! Can we look inside?
Yeah, right. 46 past the hour on the DJV show. Stress is keeping us up at night. A majority of Americans report that stress keeps them up at night. 69% of Americans say they lose sleep because they're worried about something. Worried about whether they're going to have a job, worried about their relationship, worried about all kinds of things. So give yourself a chance to not lose sleep at night. Help yourself at least to the most comfortable mattresses, the most comfortable pillows. Go to MyPillow.com. Look at what they have for you and your family. Pillows, sheets, mattresses. You can adjust their pillows. I've actually washed mine over the weekend, Victoria. Average, you've got them too. I washed them and they dried them. This is the first time I've done it with the ones that I have. And it really is interesting how they feel. Yeah, it's what they're so, is it plump? Is that the right,
yes.
Is that
that's
the right
one
word?
Of the things I love the most. When it comes out of the dryer, they're just, they're nice and puffed up.
Yeah.
And if you wash anyone who's ever washed a pillow knows, even if you put tennis balls
sack.
In the dryer, it's just
right, exactly.
a big
especially
lumpy mess.
If you're dumb enough like I was to wash a feather pillow.
And oh, boy.
Yeah. See.
That didn't end well.
No, not at all. All right, so these are guaranteed to be the most comfortable sleep products that you'll ever use. If it's hard to fall asleep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, get pretty much everything at half off. The premium pillows, Go Anywhere pillows, that's where we start all of this. But when you look at the price for the mattresses, the pet bed, all the ancillary things, great deals. Make sure you use that code DJV when you're buying all of your sleep needs at MyPillow.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. We often laugh and make fun of them, but for many women, night sweats and hot flashes are no joking matter. While hormone therapy remains the most effective treatment for really bothersome night sweats and hot flashes,
we go through a number of lifestyle modifications that they can try before we ever talk about considering hormone therapy.
According to Dr. Stephanie Fabian, that includes avoiding or cutting back on things that can trigger hot flashes, like caffeine, alcohol, warm beverages, and spicy foods. Stress management is also very important.
Techniques like acupuncture or massage or meditation or a yoga class or a tai chi class might be helpful.
Products such as wicking sheets or pillows that you can chill, even a fan, may provide relief. Dr. Fabian says there are also prescription medications that work for some women. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders are $1.92. 1 subject notebooks are just 25 cents, and 12 packs of ballpoint stick pens are just 97 cents each. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
While supplies last, offers end 9/1/18. In-store only, limit 30.
Oh, Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
No, this is from last week, Richie. Nice job.
Oh, cool.
We can talk again about Robert De Niro's 75th birthday if you want, or we could celebrate with today's birthday celebrant, Amy Adams, the actress who has done quite well. She's quite attractive, and her birthday was about 35, I would guess.
You know, I don't know how old she is.
She's in this TV thing on HBO that I'm trying to figure out. It's a series, and I don't understand. I've seen it 2 or 3 times, and I don't quite understand it. Did anybody else see it? Know what I'm talking about?
I know what you mean. It's a limited series, right? It's
yes.
Like 6 episodes or something? Yeah.
Yeah, right.
It looks creepy.
Yeah, it does look creepy. It does. And it's not. She plays a little bit of an older, sort of a frumpier role. But it's intriguing because she's in it. I think she's a good actress. I think she's very attractive.
She is.
I loved her in that book. Did you see the movie, Richie or Victoria, the baseball movie with Clint Eastwood that she was in playing his daughter?
That was I remember that movie.
That was a really good movie.
Oh, you know, I saw only parts of it, and then I turned it off because I wanted to actually see the whole thing. But I,
Trouble with the Curve or something. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a good movie. You should see it.
She's a great actress. She's very
personal. Yeah, I think she's very good. That she was in the movie about the space beings a couple of years ago.
I didn't see that, but you loved that, right?
I thought it was a very good movie. Yep, right. All right. Meanwhile, we'll get to the number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 movie for the weekend. Chucker, apparently, is, we can't find him anywhere, so we'll go to talk about what was in theaters. I'll give you my review of Black Klansman, which I saw. And if you're wondering how yellow gets into the movie Crazy Rich Asians, when we tell you where it placed in the box office, we'll talk about how that song got into the movie right after this.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut? Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too. Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Kellatrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Kellatrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now Staples 1-inch 3-ring liners are $1.92. 1 subject notebooks are just 25 cents, and 12 packs of ballpoint stick pens are just 97 cents each. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
While supplies last, offers end 9/1/18. In-store only, limit 30.
All right, we found Chucker. We already celebrated Amy Adams' birthday. We were about to talk about Coldplay getting their song Yellow into Crazy Rich Asians, which won at the box office this weekend, right?
It did. I mean, I didn't go see it. To be honest with you, I didn't really know too much about it, but landed in the number one position doing $25 million. It actually opened last Wednesday, a total of $34 million. That on a $30 million budget. Goes to show you, audiences come from a lot of different places, so that is a very solid opening.
And it was
weekend.
Produced by a Chinese production company, too, right? It's not an American-produced film. Money come from China to do this.
I don't know. I know Warner Brothers distributed here, so I don't know exactly where the money came from, but that is definitely a surprising number one. Number two is The Meg, the giant shark movie starring Jason Statham, $21 million over the weekend, $84 million in 2 weeks. This movie's done over $300 million worldwide, so a lot of the money this movie has pulled in has come from overseas territories. Mile 22 with Mark Wahlberg did not do very well, just a $13 million
opening.
What's
that about, Chuck? What is that about?
It's an action movie based. I'm not sure what it's based on, but I know they wanted this to become a franchise property. It's the fourth pairing in a row with him and director Peter Berg, who have a very good working relationship, but it's unlikely with this number there'll be a sequel. Mission Impossible Fallout plays fourth, $10 million, $180 million, $500 million worldwide. It's done very well. Great movie, great reviews. Alpha plays fourth, and Disney's Christopher Robin round out the top five.
There it is, Chuck Curry on the DJV Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.